I lived in San Francisco for about a year and a half, and then I left for us to go on tour and just try this for a while. And I go back in between tours, but we're on tour so much that I just left my stuff at my mom's.
Life as an Emerging Band is a life on the road for Tao Nguyen and her band, the Get Down, Stay Down. But the Nomads are doing just fine, keeping their roots musical rather than planted at home. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Some people call it new bluegrass, some people call it dirty pop. But whatever the description, the sound is unique, and the combination of the playfully poignant singer-songwriter named Tao Nguyen and her band, the Get Down, Stay Down. The album, We Brave Bee Stings and All, is Tao's second release, and with the band, there's a definite mix of opposites. Lighthearted music backing darker lyrics, and some songs looking inward while others reach out beyond the writer. A mix of East and West Coast also makes up the Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down sound and history. FUV's Ben Jones picked up on a few of those paradoxes and then got the answers behind them.
I think, well, all of the songs take root in very personal ways, and incredibly autobiographical elements run through the record. But for songs such as Swimming Pools, I wrote that, you know, as a part of the We, and that's just as personal as places where it's first person. But Swimming Pools in particular is about being a woman in the world, you know, and the women who have come before me and those of my generation, and just trying to make it better for the girls.
And you studied women's studies at Williams and Mary?
William and Mary, yeah. I was a sociology and women's studies major there.
So do you think gender factors in a great deal?
I think the extent that it factors in is how it plays a part in my identity. You know, I don't write with a conscious effort to be political, and I actually totally veer away from it. And Swimming Pools is by far the most, you know, overtly political or feminist or whatever song, you know. But I don't make a conscious decision to do that. It just happens that the same elements that compelled me to study those fields run in the same vein of what I'm interested in writing in. And it's all based on personal experience.
We restore the length of our bodies. We restore what we cry.
Well, how'd you guys all come together? Are you all, I know you're from Virginia.
Yeah, we're all from Virginia.
And you sound pretty close. It's just not kind of one of those situations when you kind of all fell together in a studio kind of musical necessity.
Oh, certainly not. We fell together in my mom's minivan.
It was
this, you know, artist development thing. Willis and I went to school together at William and Mary, and we started playing together. Frank recorded, produced, and played on the first record, Like the Linen. Adam we found on the side of the road, just drunk. Just kidding, he wasn't even drunk. We played on the same bill in Richmond. Picking daisies and litter up from the ground. Willis and I met him on a little southeastern tour we were doing, and we asked him to join, play bass with us.
What's this kind of scene out of Virginia that you guys kind of grew out of?
I think I listened to a lot of the theme songs on sitcoms. I grew up in the suburbs of D.C. So
suburban scenes.
There ain't no scene there. Well, these guys, Willis and Adam, are from Richmond. Oh, Adam's from Virginia Beach. They both live in Richmond, which is a healthier musical environment. And as far as Northern Virginia, I mean, I don't know. I try not to live there anymore.
Oh, geography is gonna make a mess of me. Oh, geography gonna make a mess of me. Happy for me, I am unhappy.
With the Get Down, Stay Down, talking geography during a live session at WFUV. You can hear this and many other exclusive interviews in our online archives at WFUV.org.